If you're visiting with us today, we're happy you're here. And there is a book in the back if you'd like to put your personal information so that we can follow up with you. That will be wonderful. For our regular attenders, happy to have you here today. Presenting of the CBC annual report from the conference. So if Diane and Pastor Galen would like to join me. Just in case you'd like to say something. While they're coming, you know, last year when I went, Linda Morgan was the delegate with me. And so it was kind of sad a little bit going this year. But if the Lord had to pick another roommate for me, Diane was it. We traveled well together, and we would talk till like 1 in the morning. So now I'm going to present the actual report, and then they're going to follow up with anything they'd like to add. Anita Combs, Pastor Galen Combs, Logan Combs, Diane Hall, and Sari Holt recently attended the 6th annual meeting and worship conference for the Covenant Brethren Church in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, from July 16th through the 18th, 2026. Diane Hall, Sari Holt, and Pastor Galen Combs represented Shippensburg CBC as the delegates. The theme of the conference was Go, Make, Baptize, with the emphasis on the scripture from Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The conference kicked off Thursday with guest speaker Jose Otero, Bishop of the Puerto Rico region for the past 11 years and the ordained minister and pastor of CBC's Vega Baja congregation, powerfully on the Great Commission, focusing on the body of Christ. He repeatedly stated the following: this body of ours is the body of Christ. This body of ours is the body of Christ in action. This body of ours needs to be healthy. And this body of ours needs to work as one body. He proclaimed that 40 days of fasting and prayer for something is powerful. He reminded us that each one of us needs to understand our place in the body. He asked us to examine our calling for Christ and the church, and pointed out that as a church, we can sometimes misplace people if we do not carefully discern who has been called into an area of ministry. And he stressed that as the body, we need to work together in unity and be of one accord, because some people are fans of Christ's team and some are part of Christ's team. Our brother Tim Kent, and if you remember him, he's our like rodeo rider pastor. He was our guest speaker on Friday night, and he expanded on the Great Commission. He humbly but boldly reminded us that God is who he says he is, and how Matthew 28:18 makes it possible for all cultures around the world to make disciples and spread the gospel. He pointed out that as brethren, we are known for our unique style of baptism, immersing 3 times for the roles of our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he took us back to the beginning in 1708, when Alexander Mack, along with 7 others, were the first to be baptized, and they kept it going. Brother Tim stated how people can become converts of Christ, but a disciple observes God's commands and his teachings. He stated that as we are saved to serve, and that Acts 2:38-39 tells us that we never know when God is going to call us, so we need to be ready, make disciples, and pay attention. The majority of the day on Friday was dedicated to business sessions where committees and commissions presented their reports, and we voted to elect new members to the executive board. Some highlights of these sessions included the need to ensure unity and community as our denomination grows around the world. updates on new congregations, new pastors, honoring pastors who have gone on to be with the Lord, and updates on our international congregations. They pointed out Samaritan's Purse still needs financial support and it needs boots on the ground. The Operation Christmas Child Project brought the love of Christ by delivering 12 million boxes last year. The CBC received 15 new congregations for a total of 240 around the world. Prayer was requested for the executive board as their role is to serve as the protectors of our faith. They would also like to have regional elders and to ban the use of ChatGPT to formulate sermons or publications for the church. They have made changes to the denomination polity, and they will make sure that we receive that. The new budget was reviewed, and the regional statistics for this year's conference were presented. In 2025, there were 84 congregations represented. In 2026, there were 83, but not all were CBC yet. Delegates, there were 146 in 2025. There were 138 delegates in 2026. Non-delegates, in 2025, there were 170. In 2026, there were 192. So people who weren't delegates came too. In total, for 2025, there were 316 people in attendance. In 2026, there were 330 plus 31 youth. Pastors, there were 75 in attendance. In 2025, there were 81 in 2026. There was a general fund offering collected Friday evening, and it raised $25,800. There was a missions offering collected on Saturday evening, and it brought $24,000. There were two quilts in a silent auction that brought $3,000 to add to the missions collection. There will be a CBC Women's Conference entitled Rejoice, Even When You Don't Feel Like It, to be held on September 26, 2026 at the Calvary CBC in Winchester, Virginia, and we will get more information out on that. We will celebrate CBC Anniversary Sunday on October 18, 2026, so please mark your calendars. Following those sessions, there were multiple back-to-back speakers who continued to emphasize the theme of the Great Commission, and the following is what we gleaned from what they shared. The Word of God is active and alive. A lot can happen in just one verse, and a lot can happen in 3 days. We have a corporate calling to witness who Jesus is, but we also have an individual calling. False witnesses undermine the church. They believe the Bible is a flawed document written by men. But the CBC's statement of faith is a powerful witness. We believe the original writings of the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments are fully inspired by God and are without error and completely trustworthy. We believe that God has faithfully preserved his word throughout all generations and that it is fully authoritative and final. We believe it is our ultimate source for all information about Almighty God, the world he has created, and is our sole rule of faith and practice. The Bible is the Bible is the Bible. The church does not exist just to worship and fellowship. We need to deliver the message of the Great Commission, tell others Jesus is coming, and make them aware that time is short. Jesus said, go, because the church was not designed to stay inside four walls. Go. Go now and rescue people for Christ. The goal is not to fill the church, but to fill the world with followers of Christ. And the thirsty soul needs to receive the word of Christ. And lastly, never underestimate the transforming power of the Holy Gospel.
I just want to thank everyone for allowing me to go, and especially the wonderful love and atmosphere that is there from everyone. It's just, there's so much love. It's just a blessing to be there, and it was for us. Well, the last day, Saturday, we were supposed to go, and of course it was thundering and lightning and raining cats and dogs, and it was in Johnstown, and we were ready to go and get out of there. But Sari and I stopped at a restaurant to get lunch in a little bit after we had left, and there was a young waitress waiting on us. And I told her that we were going to pray. Is there anything that she would want us to pray for her? And she thought for a moment and said yes, and she told us about a friend that needed prayer, which I thought was so nice of her. And when she brought our drink back, Sari asked her if there was anything we could pray for her about. And she said yes, and we had such a good time meeting her, and she really blessed us, and she told us how much we blessed her by praying with her. So it's really nice today to meet someone like that, that is a Christian and is out there to help other people also. Thank you.
I said this last week in my message before I preached, and that was, it is so blessed to be a part of a denomination that focuses on the Great Commission. Amen? Our focus as a denomination is the infallible Word of God, and that it's taking that Word out into the world to share, to witness for Christ. And it's so blessed to be a part of the denomination that does that. I will continue to preach about the conference I did last Sunday, and I will continue to share in the newsletter. You will hear more from me about things that happened at the conference. This focus on the Great Commission is so important. And the thing that I wanted to say today, to underline what happened there at the conference, to really bring out a point that was made, and more than one speaker at the conference brought this point to all of the delegates and everyone there, and that was, as we share the good news of Jesus, as we share the work of the Great Commission, it's important that we ourselves are followers of Christ, that we have received Jesus into our hearts, and that we are continuing to learn and grow as a disciple. That is so important, that as we do Christ's work, that we ourselves are being changed, transformed by the Holy Spirit, allowing God's Word to fill us and change us as we go out and do the work of the Great Commission. So that's something that really God spoke to me during that conference, was the importance of my own discipleship, my own growing to be closer to God, so that I can go out and do the work of His kingdom. So that's something for us to think about, that importance receiving Jesus and growing in the Lord, and then taking that Word out into the world. Thank you so much for sending us as your delegates. It was a blessing to be at conference this year. The worship was wonderful. The messages were fantastic. And we can be proud of this denomination and what God is doing among us. There are congregations, churches that are not growing. If you look around you at some of the congregations that are not biblical followers, they're not following the teachings of the gospel, they are not growing. In fact, they are the Covenant Brethren Church that's founded on the Word of God. It's founded on going out and sharing the gospel. We are growing. There's only been 1 month since we've been founded in 6 years that there's not been a church that's been added. So that says something about staying grounded in God's Word. Amen? So thank you so much for sending us as delegates. We will continue to share with you. Please ask questions if you have questions. Thank you so much.
I want to thank Diane for not sharing any personal stories about us while we were gone. But I do want to challenge you with the theme, go, make, and baptize. You know, we need to take what we know and share it. Don't keep it to yourself. We are here to make followers of Christ. And this time we have some special music with Jessica Snyder, as we love it when she comes here. And that will be followed by the children's story, so that the children will be prepared to come forward.
If your heart's been broken, only God knows all the times you've cried. Only God knows every fear unspoken. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows when your heart's been broken. Only God knows all the times you've cried. Only God knows every fear unspoken. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. There's no greater love than when a brother lays his life on the line for another. I know what it's like when times get tough, and the kindest word from the best of friends never seems to be enough. Only God knows when your heart's been broken. Only God knows all the times you cry. Only God knows. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. When all hope is gone and dreams are shattered, and you start to feel like nothing else matters, there's a friend where friends cannot be found. He's a friend indeed when your soul's in need. He can turn your life around. Turn your life around. Only God knows when your heart's been broken. Only God knows all the times you've cried. Only God knows every fear unspoken. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows when your heart's been broken. Only God knows all the times you've cried. Only God knows every fear unspoken. Only God knows what you're nothing rare, it seems, living for the gonna take surrender. It's gonna take letting go. It's gonna take throwing up your hands, letting God have control. It's gonna take His mercy. It's gonna take your faith. It's gonna take falling on your knees. God's amazing grace. If we're ever gonna reach that home of splendor, it's gonna take surrender. It's gonna take surrender. Take throwing up your hands, letting God have control. It's gonna take His mercy. It's gonna take your faith. It's gonna take falling on your knees and God's amazing grace. If we're ever gonna reach that home of splendor, it's gonna take surrender. Take surrender.
Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. May God add His blessing to the reading of His word and upon Pastor Galen as he brings us the morning message.
As Sari just mentioned, our sermon series for the next two through several Sundays is Fullness in Christ. If I could illustrate that, I would take a pitcher of water and I would pour it into something you could see, a bowl or a cup, and I would continue to pour and pour and pour until the water spills over the edges of that cup, because that's an illustration of our fullness in Christ. That our cup runs over, that we bubble over with Jesus in our lives. Amen? We're going to think today about that full life, that abundant life that we can have in Jesus. Ask people on the street what would give you a full life, we would get many different answers, I'm sure. Some people would say that they believe that a full life is if they won the lottery. And I see people, when I go into convenience stores, spending their money on lottery tickets because they want to be full, because they believe their life would be full if they were rich. But here is the truth, that our money can be lost, our money can be taken away. Our money is not forever, and we can't take it with us when we die. If you ask some people what a full life is, there were some people that would say, well, if I was successful, then I would have a full life. If my name was in lights, I would be successful. But you see, success can be taken away from us. Success can fade. Famous people can at some point in their life no longer be famous. People don't recognize them anymore. So fame does not last. Some people might say, to have a full life, I want to be popular. And so they spend their time on the internet trying to get likes. And if someone can like them or give them a thumbs up, they believe that that is true popularity, and that makes them have a full life. But you see, sometimes people are fickle. You may get a like today, but you may get a not like tomorrow, because popularity can fade. Jesus said to us that here's how to have a full life. That we can have a full life even if we're not popular, even if we have no money, and even if we're not famous. Because in John 10, verse 10, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And one translation says, in the New King James, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You see, brothers and sisters, if we have Jesus in our lives, we have the abundant life. Amen? And listen to me today. What I want us to understand is that if we're Christians, Jesus fills us with his abundant life right now in this life. Before we received Jesus as our Savior, the Bible says we were spiritually separated from God. Because we were under the control of sin, we were separated from the holy God. But the Bible tells us when we receive Jesus as our Savior, our past sins no longer separate us from God. And so we can have and experience that abundant life now because we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior and we're no longer separated from God. I remember when I was 14 years old, and I've shared that when I was 14, I received Jesus as my Savior. And I will never forget the feeling that I had as I received Christ into my heart. I felt right then that abundant life within me. I remember thinking that I had that fullness of Christ within me as I received Jesus into my heart. Because I had a relationship with Jesus. And I knew that I could walk with him and I could talk with him and he would be with me no matter what I faced. And I remember thinking, what an abundant life. Amen? And that's what we can experience if we receive Christ as our Savior and have him in our hearts. We have an abundant life right now. We can walk with Jesus. We can talk with Jesus. We can share with Jesus. And his presence is there with us at all times. That is the abundant life. And when we receive Jesus as our Savior, when he's in our hearts and in our lives, he gives us an abundant life right now as we live this life, as we go about our day-to-day lives. We have the abundant life within us. But there's more good news this morning that I want us to think about. And that is this, that if we are followers of Jesus, if we have Christ in our hearts and in our lives, Jesus also fills us with the abundant life that we can look forward to. So it's not only an abundant life that we have now as we have a relationship with God, but it's also something that we can look forward to as we think about our eternity that we spend with Jesus. I have heard people talk about when they die, what will happen. And there are shows on TV, talk shows, where people have been asked the question, what happens when you die? And some people believe that when we die, we simply go offline. We simply cease to exist. We go into a void, some people believe. Their view of life is this. You better enjoy your life now because there's no life after death. And there are some people who unfortunately believe that they better live it up now because when they die, they will simply cease to exist. But in John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus says that those that enter by the gate, being him, Jesus says those that are entering by the gate will be saved. And Jesus is not just talking about now. Jesus is also talking about in eternity. That someday, if we know Christ as our Savior, if we have received him into our hearts and into our lives, we will be in a place called heaven spending eternity with Jesus. That's something to get excited about today. Amen? We can get excited about that. Because the good news for us as Christians is that we can look forward to an abundant life in heaven. We can look forward to a place where the Bible says there's no more pain, there's no more crying, there's no more death. And that's something that we can get excited about. That's something that we can look forward to. Because listen to me today, if we are Christians, the Bible says, Jesus says, that we have that abundant life now because we can have a relationship with God in this life where God is with us no matter what we face. And if we are Christians, we have abundant life someday to look forward to because we'll be with Jesus in heaven if we know Jesus as our Savior. And Jesus tells us to focus on that abundant life. Focus on the abundant life we have now and focus on the abundant life that we can look forward to as we spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. But here's what I want us to see today. That our enemy Satan has other plans for our life. Because you see, Satan wants us to focus on not how good our life is through Jesus. Satan wants us to focus on how bad our life is. Satan wants us to think about what we don't have. And he wants us to zero in on how bad things are. And in John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy." And here's what Satan wants to do. Satan wants to steal, he wants to kill, he wants to destroy our focus on our abundant life in Christ. Satan wants us to focus on all the negative things that are happening around us. Satan wants us to throw a pity party and say, "Woe is me. Look at how bad my life is. I saw a t-shirt, and it really said these words, 'I'm throwing a pity party. Everyone is invited.'" I'm throwing a pity party, and everyone is invited. And we can get to that place, can't we? Where we throw a pity party? Where we say, "Look at how bad my life is. Look at how bad things are." Satan wants us to wear that shirt because Satan wants us to dwell on what we don't have. He wants us to think about all everybody else has and what we don't have. Satan wants us to get on Facebook. And Satan wants us to focus on how much and how better everybody else's life is compared to our life. And he wants us to zero in on what everybody else has compared to what we have. And brothers and sisters, there are some people that do that. They look at what everybody else has. And they think about how bad their life is compared to everyone else. And here's what we can do. As followers of Jesus Christ, When Satan tells us what we don't have, we can remind Satan that we have an abundant life in Christ. Amen? When Satan tries to tell us how bad things are in our lives, we can remind Satan of our abundant life in Christ. Amen? Because that's what Satan wants to do. He wants us to focus on what we don't have. He wants us to focus on what other people have that we don't. Satan wants us to look at our lives and complain and fixate on all the bad things that are happening around us. And the truth is, there may be lots of bad things around us. There may be lots of bad things in our lives on those things. Because in the middle of whatever problems we have, Jesus says that we have an abundant life in Him. Because here's what we have. We have a relationship with God now. We have a God who walks with us and talks with us. And we will have a relationship with Christ in eternity. And Jesus wants to focus us to focus on that life, that abundant life that we have in Him. You know, it's easy to focus on our problems. It's easy to focus on what we don't have. But Jesus says, I want you to focus on what you do have. Because you have an abundant life in Me. This morning you may feel empty because all of the problems you brought with church, you brought to church this morning. And as you look at your life, you think, I've got so many problems. And the truth is, those problems may get worse. They may not go away. But if you are a follower of Jesus, Jesus says to you, you have an abundant life in Christ. Listen to me today. You may not be rich. You may not have won the lottery. You may not have that job that you've always wanted. But if you're a Christian, Jesus says you have an abundant life in Christ. You're here today and you may not be popular. People may not know you, maybe only people in this church. You're not known by very many in the community, and you may think, I'm not popular. My name is not in lights. But if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, Jesus says to you, you have an abundant life in Me. Praise the Lord today for the abundant life that we can have in Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you as you leave this place to focus on that abundant life that we have in Jesus. And together, all of God's people said, Amen. You may have heard of the name George Beverly Shea. Some people have. George Beverly Shea went with Billy Graham to his crusades, and often, George Beverly Shea, there would be a song that would be sung. And one of those songs, very famous, very one that we know, is this song we're going to sing today, I'd Rather Have Jesus. George Beverly Shea, who worked with Billy Graham, wrote this song. He wrote the music. And we're going to sing it. And as we sing it today, I want to encourage you that if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, He is greater than anything this life has to offer. Amen. And so you can put your trust in Him today if you've never done that. I don't want to stand in this pulpit without giving an invitation to you. And if you don't know Christ in your heart, you can receive Him today. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you as you make that greatest decision to follow Jesus. Perhaps today you're struggling with something and you would like the prayers of this congregation. We'd love to pray over you today if you have a special need in your heart. We're going to sing this song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. We're going to stand and sing it. If you'd stand and sing, and if the Lord has laid something on your heart, please come today as we stand and sing, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Would you join me in prayer? Father God, I want to thank you today for this abundant life that we can have in Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to focus on that abundant life that we can have now as we have a relationship with you, as we talk with you, as we walk with you. Help us to remember that we truly have an abundant life. Help us to remember that we can look forward to that home in heaven with you someday. God, we thank you for the abundant life that you provide. As we leave this place, Father, I pray, God, that you would go with us and provide protection for each one. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we offer this prayer. And together, all of God's people said, Amen.